Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. This will be a pretty quick boo. More and more of late, I've been thinking about how life must have been like in years gone by, and especially after our visit to Beamish, the Beamish Museum, last week. It really has got me thinking what it would have been like to live in a time where there was no electricity, no gas or things like that. And what would it have been like to live in that sort of time? Because I think to myself sometimes that some of the things that we've got, all the iPhones and the laptops and TVs and stuff like that, they just get in the way of a lot of things and we just get weighed down by these things. But today, I've been given the opportunity to feel what it's like to be back in the Dark Ages. We've been having electrical problems in the house, and we are back up and running again now. But from early this morning, we had issues with our electric fuse box, and it decided to trip out. So one of my friends is an electrician in his spare time, so I had to wait for him to finish work at 2 o'clock for him to come out. So for a fair few hours, we've just been sat in the house while it's raining outside with no electricity, no way of contacting the outside world, because where I live, the mobile signal is terrible. So we fully rely on the internet here, really, and the landline to contact the outside world. And our phones are the cordless variety, so they all need to be plugged into the wall to work. And the addition of iMessage on the iPhone has been really helpful as well, because we don't have any signal. The majority of our friends have all got iPhones, so the ability to send messages through our wireless internet has been really great. But it was interesting to live for half a day in a time with no electricity, and obviously we've got an electric cooker as well, and so there was no food being cooked. So what I did, I actually sat down and read a book, and I must keep doing this. I must do more of this, and I'm going to go and fetch that book now. Bear with me 1 second. Right, I'm back. Just paused it quickly there. The book I was reading is one I've read many times before, but it's The Life, the Universe and Everything by Douglas Adams. And it's the third edition in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. And it just made me laugh because I was supposed to be trying to book some tickets for a concert today at midday, but because the phones were down and everything like that, I've not been able to book the tickets for Mark Knopfler that I wanted to try and do today. I will try and do it this evening. But when I realised that I was going to miss this 12 noon release of the tickets, I looked at the back of the book and it's talking about Arthur Dent, and it says, he discovers that the galaxy is not only mind-bogglingly big and bewildering, but also that most of the things that happen in it are staggeringly unfair. And that really is true. It's unfair that I've not been able to book my Mark Knopfler tickets yet because of the loss of power. Oh well, you have to get your priorities right. Okay, that was a quick boo, and I will speak to you soon. Bye for now.